It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance.
Good evening and welcome into another edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show live from North Posey High School. I'm your host, Jordan Fisher, with head coach Waylon Shank. And coach, your team is now 5-1 on the season, and you're a perfect 4-0 in PAC small school division play. Your next opponent up is the Forest Park Rangers. We'll get to them in a moment, but you guys are on the doorstep of clinching a PAC small school division championship. How do you feel your team is looking through the first 6 weeks?
You know, we've had moments where we look really good, and then I feel like we've played some inconsistent football. And you know, at times it's frustrating, and at times you remind yourself that, man, there's some young kids playing some really good football. So I think we just got to get more consistent. I don't think we've yet to play four quarters. You know, we got off to a great start Friday night, South Spencer, and kind of got out to the start we thought we'd get out to. Maybe not the onside kick, but we thought we could hit some big shots early with what we had seen on film, and we scripted those things. And but then it was kind of like another one of those deals where we got complacent, and it was hard to get started back up. Some things didn't go our way, and you know, we found ourselves in a really tight ball game in the second half. And but you know, for our guys, they responded and scored 21 straight points at the end of that, and you know, came over with a big conference victory.
Yeah, you talked about it a number of times this year about how you have such a young team, and there's really a balance between trying to remember that they are young and they're still building their confidence, and also trying to build that consistency that you might see from a more experienced group. And I thought whenever you guys got out to that 21-0 lead, my immediate thought was, man, are we heading for a running clock? Like the way this game is going. But then South Spencer did a great job of answering back. They had a couple scoring drives kind of cut into it, and suddenly the game was a lot closer. Now, you guys got back out to that 28-14 lead before South Spencer eventually got it back to 28 all. And I remember saying on the air that we're going to find out a lot about this team as we go to the fourth quarter. And certainly your team pulled away, and it seemed like there was some sort of response from your team. Was it a message that was sent from you or one of the coaches on the sideline, or was it one of the players leading the group and saying, hey, guys, we got to go ahead and finish this job?
Well, part of that was just us kind of settling back down. You know, I kind of lost my cool there in the third quarter, and we made some bonehead mistakes that I just, you know, that really frustrated me. Late hit out of bounds, when a kid's 3 yards out of bounds. It's just bad football and undisciplined football, and those things frustrate you. I felt like we, you know, we had a call or so missed that. But then when the kids start seeing me complaining about stuff, I remind myself, man, that's not what they need to see right now. They need me to keep my composure. Let's get back to playing football. And they did. I mean, we just kind of we walked down. You know, it was a tie game. We had the ball, I think, on the 7 yard line to start the fourth quarter. And as we walked from one end to the other, we just kind of talked. And you know, Dylan was out with cramps at the time, and I asked him if he could go because there was a play we wanted to go to. He went, made a play, and then went back out with cramps. But guys just kept making plays. I mean, I think a kid like Brett Beaker really is growing up right in front of our eyes. And you got to remember, he's a 15-year-old kid who's never played running back, and he's at 800 yards rushing through six games. And, I mean, when we needed him to hit big plays Friday night, he carried us a little bit. And, you know, Remy Johnson, he's a name that's been around for a while, but he's still 15-year-old sophomore. And you know, Carter keeps doing what he does. I mean, his game, I think, Friday night was overshadowed by the fact that he threw for seven touchdowns a week before. But, mm-hmm. I mean, he was 20-24 for over 300 yards and four more touchdowns Friday, and nobody's talking about it. So I think that kind of goes to show the type of season he's had. And I think we put up 530 yards on offense and, you know, really explosive throughout the night. And had we not fumbled on that one drive, I mean, pretty much every drive we had resulted in scores. So, doing some really good things, and then, you know, and then, like I said, we do some bonehead things. And you know, I had somebody ask me Saturday night, man, what happened Friday that you let them come back? And I jokingly just said, well, you know, it was 21-0, it was homecoming, and you know, we didn't want the crowd to leave, so we told our kids to let them have a few scores. But I think the person kind of thought I was serious. But and that's what you deal with sometimes. You just deal with kids that are kids, and we got to remind ourselves a lot that they're young. And, you know, with the talent that they come with, they come with lack of experience. And we do some silly things at times. And you got to take the good with the bad with this group.
Yeah, you guys had 238 rushing yards, 282 passing yards, what is listed here in the official stats. But I know that it was a situation where Carter was tremendous, as he was, and he has been all throughout the season. You talked about the 7-touchdown performance really kind of overshadowing what he did this week, because when you throw for 7 touchdowns, it almost sets a bar of unreasonable expectations. But when you look at his season-long stats right now, I mean, he's over 1,500 yards. He's completing almost 70% of his passes, and he has a 20-1 touchdown to interception ratio. I mean, you can't ask for much more out of your quarterback.
No, and that's the big thing. Him, that's the biggest difference you see. One is arm strength. You know, he committed himself to the weight room. He's gotten stronger. And the second part, he's making a really good decision to take care of the football. Even when we make bad calls at times, and Carter's gotten us out of those situations by not throwing a pick. Last year, he'd thrown an interception. You know, if I made a bad call, he was going to try to force it in there. Right now, he's doing a good job of checking down or throwing it away and just living to play another game or another down. And, that's huge. 20-1 ratio, only turning the ball over one time all year for him as a quarterback is significant for our offense.
And one of the things that stood out to me in that game was as the game went on, it felt like Trey Lance was getting stronger and stronger the way he was running. And he was running like a bull in a china shop. Was there a message to your defense going into the fourth quarter there whenever it's tied or after you guys take the lead about, hey, I know he's been wearing you down kind of thing, but like give us what you got to close it out?
Yeah, I mean, we could tell he was wearing down a little bit too. Mm-hmm. You know, he was kind of getting up slower. But we knew that was our game plan coming in. We knew they were going to try to run the ball between the tackles. They were going to try to be physical. The Hughes kid, the number one kid at fullback and 23 at fullback were big bruisers. And it takes a toll on you when you got to step up at linebacker and try to take on those lead blockers all night. We knew that was their plan. That's why we knew it was important for us to get out to a quick start, because we knew they were going to try to take the air out of the ball, run the clock, ground and pound. And, you know, he didn't get going in the first quarter because they didn't have the ball in the first quarter. I think we scored 21 points really without them. They ran three plays and we had 21 points. And that was huge for us. Like I said, as the game kept going on, he was getting his touches, and we knew they were going to be tough to stop. And, you know, I think I said it last week on the radio show. I know they were coming in at 1-4, but they had played some really good teams. I knew how talented the kid was and how big and physical he was. They had some big offensive linemen. We knew it was going to be tough for us to stop the run, and that's kind of been our nemesis all year, stopping the run between the tackles. And this was probably one of the more physical teams we've seen all year.
Well, and they were coming off a big win, as you mentioned. After starting off to a slow start, they did get the win against Forest Park going into your guys' matchup this past week by a pretty good margin, 42-14. So they had some confidence coming into it. And, of course, I think there's always an edge as the road team whenever you're chosen as the homecoming team that you want to go out there and try to prove something. And, I mean, they stuck with you guys for at least the first three quarters.
Yeah, and for sure. And you know, we just sent the same message to our kids. They were coming in with one conference loss, South Spencer was, and if they could knock us off, that gave them a shot at winning the conference. And Forest Park's coming in this week the same way. They've only got one conference loss. They're statistically the only team that can win the conference outside of us. And I'm sure we're going to be their homecoming game. They got a big, nice, beautiful new stadium, turf field. We anticipate getting their best games. And it's kind of getting our kids to understand that with the success we've had and the conference championships we've won and just a couple years ago being in state finals, we are a big game to everybody. You know, we're a signature win, and I think you saw that at North Knox where the game didn't seem to mean a whole lot to our kids, but when they knocked us off, I mean, it was like they won a state championship out there the way they were celebrating. And I try to tell our kids, man, you've earned the right to have this pressure. You've earned the right. And sometimes it's tough when you're young to deal with that kind of pressure where every week you got to get up because the other team is coming in and trying to get their signature win. But at the same time, I think it says a lot about the success our program's had recently and, really historically the success and what it meant to beat North Posey back. And, even when Coach Ningleball was here and beating North Posey is a big deal, especially to these small schools in our conference.
Yeah, and I think that certainly is, as you point out, kind of a throwback to the old era too, with when they had so much success there in the 80s and 90s, and now you guys are starting to have the success here in the 2020s especially. You have set that expectation, and it's part of the territory when you sign up to play for the North Posey Vikings. And I think even though you have a young group, that's only going to help you not only through the rest of this season and where you guys potentially go in the postseason, but going forward into the next year and the year after that, with so many of these sophomores and juniors that are going to be contributors, or freshmen like Camden Clowers, who had a couple different touches in that game. And I think that it's an important thing, because that's the brand you wanted to build, and that's part of you in year number 9 and your coaching staff.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you only get 10 guaranteed games in football, and that's what we try to tell our guys, man. You got to show up every week. Friday night, you got to find ways to get up for the game. And, you know, we had a great, I told those guys prior to the game, I said, man, where else would you rather be? I mean, if you walked around and you looked at the crowd pregame and the homecoming festivities, you don't get that everywhere. I mean, I've been other places, and what the crowd we have Friday night, you know, sometimes it becomes a norm, and I think maybe our kids take it for granted. But when you've been places that I've been, and you're playing in front of 200 people on a Friday night, this place is really special. You know, the community makes it that way, and getting our kids to understand how lucky they are sometimes is tough. But at the same time, when you're 15-year-old kids, some of them are 14-year-old kids, getting jacked up and getting your body ready all over again on a Friday night, man, it is becomes a long grinding season, and you got to find different ways to get those guys ready to go again. And I thought we came out really well, but then, like I said, we seem to have a lull there in the second quarter, and that seems to be our nemesis throughout the season, and that's on me to fix it.
Well, and so does that happen in the week of practice? Does that happen in the halftime speech? How does that work from your perspective?
Oh, man, I'm trying anything and everything.
Trying
right
to
now,
figure it out.
You know, and part of that's, you know, understanding kids' personalities, what gets them going and what motivates them. And you know, everybody's a little bit different, so how you handle this group of kids and that group of kids different. But, you know, you're trying anything and everything right now. And for the most part, our kids have responded when we needed them to respond, and maybe sometimes not as fast as I'd like. But, you know, they're still learning. And I had a long talk with some of our staff members over the weekend, and, you know, this kid struggled, you know, Friday night, or that kid struggled. And I said, they're about 500 reps into their football career. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got to remember, that some of these guys just have not played and hadn't had the seat time they need. And, you know, they always say, if you want to be really good at something, you got to do 10,000 times. And we're on about 500 at this point for some of these guys. So the future's definitely bright, and I think they're giving us everything they got. They're just not very experienced when it comes to certain things, so it takes a little bit longer to figure some things out.
Last question before we get to our commercial break, and then we'll talk about the Park Rangers in the second segment. But was there anybody in particular that either stood out to you or maybe surprised you as far as from a good perspective from that game against South Spencer?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you mentioned Camden Clowers. You know, Camden, I know Camden probably wants 30 touches a game if we get to him, when you got some guys ahead of him, you know, and Dylan Murphy and Remy and Brett and Brody Fain, and you got to get those guys the ball too. But when we needed Camden to step up Friday night, you know, we ran a reverse with him when I think Murphy was down with cramps and Brett was gassed from us riding him for a while. And I thought, man, who can we go to that has some fresh wheels? And Camden made a huge play for us. And then late in the game, him kind of setting up Remy's pass for the final touchdown. But he made some huge stops on defense too. Fourth down in the zone, he came up and he took on the Hughes kid, who's 215-pound kid. And it was, you know, I thought when he caught it, man, it's going to be tough to bring him down. And Camden dropped him on the spot. But he's just a competitive kid. I mean, he wants to win. And he wants to win at all costs. You know, he's as competitive a kid as I've had in a while. And then, you know, a guy that doesn't get enough credit, who needs a lot of credit, is Lennox Stone, our center. He's playing some defense for us too, but man, he is leading. He's got a sophomore guard on both sides. Sometimes he probably feels like he's raising these kids. Really good job of coming to me or coming to coach after every possession, saying, hey, what do I need to talk to him about? What are we doing wrong? What do we need to fix? He is becoming a leader right in front of us.
Well, he's somebody I mentioned whenever I was going through the starting lineup. I called him the anchor of the offensive line because
sure,
he is the heart and soul of that that five-man group. So we're going to step away for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Week 7 opponent and the Forest Park Rangers and, again, the impending potential EAC championship on the line. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Posey Football Coaches Show right here from North Posey High School on 98.9 WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstot, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for AskGrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to clear up some space at home, store things that matter the most, or need an area to keep your business's materials and inventory, turn to Posey Storage in Poseyville. They've got storage units to fit about any need, with four sizes to choose from, including 5x12, 10x12, 10x24, and extra large 12x35-foot units. Need room for a boat, RV, or camper? They have you covered with both indoor and outdoor options. And renting couldn't be any easier. Call them at 812-622-1626, rent online at PoseyStoragePV.com, or stop by and use a convenient rental kiosk on site. Plus, with security cameras around the property, your stuff stays protected. Posey Storage, your local storage solution at 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
You count on your car every day, so keep it looking sharp at Billy Sparkle and Shine in Poseyville. A clean car doesn't just turn heads, it feels better to drive. Billy's has a touchless automatic bay for a quick and easy wash, two self-serve bays if you're hands-on, and four powerful vacuums to freshen up your interior. If you're tackling summer bugs, the front bug sweep pass on the Ultimate Package can clean up that mess too. And for businesses, fleet accounts make regular cleanups a breeze. So stop by Billy Sparkle and Shine today at 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville and give your car the care it deserves.
Now at Expressway Jeep, 0% for 72 months on new 2025 Ram 1500 trucks. Or take advantage of huge new incentives. New 2025 Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 Uproar, lifted, locked, and ready to rock. Only $47,945, saving $12,000. Now at Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 250.fee. Price includes all rebates and 1500 Expressway owner loyalty with trade-in from any Expressway dealership. 0 for 72 months on well-equipped qualified buyers through Stellantis Financial and other rebates. With approved credit, see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/25.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday.
J.L. Hirsch Company, on Main Street in Poseyville. When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
If you're looking to breathe new life into your worn-out asphalt, you need Smith's Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance, a family-owned and operated business you can trust. Their team specializes in sealing and maintaining asphalt, making old driveways and parking lots look brand new. With fair prices and a commitment to quality, they're the ones you can rely on. Visit them on Facebook and give them a call for a free quote today. Call 812-228-9651 for Smith's Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Trust in family. Trust in quality. Trust Smith's.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
You work hard to play hard, so protect your investment with the truck liner, textured coatings, or powder coatings from Rugged Armor Linings in Poseyville. Offering professional applications to protect your vehicles, RVs, off-road vehicles, and boat interiors against heat, scratches, dents, rock chips, and fading. 16 colors available. For an estimate, contact Paul Edwards by appointment only at 812-457-2415. Again, that's 812-457-2415. Rugged Armor Linings, 129 West Fletchell in Poseyville. Your dealer for B&W Hitch and Rough Country Accessories.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. I'm Jordan Fisher with head coach Waylon Schenck, and now we turn our attention to week number 7, Coach. It feels like it's been a blur of a season so far already this late year. But a big game on hand for you guys is you'll be taking on the 3-3 Forest Park Rangers. The Rangers sit at 2-1 in the PSC Small School Division. You are a perfect 4-0. A win clinches it outright for you. If you guys were to lose, there's still a chance that you could end up with a tie, but you're clinched with a tie at the worst-case scenario right now. What's kind of the message to the boys this week in practice heading into this game?
That's exactly what we told them. One, I told them I don't like to share, so we don't want to drop this one. But you know, we want to be outright champions, and we know that Forest Park knows they still have a shot. They knock us off, and, you know, it's kind of in their hands going into Week 8 against Tell City where they can be. We'd have to share that thing. And we've played some really good football times, and we've played some football that it sometimes isn't quite recognizable. But we got to be consistent, and that's what we've told our guys. We got to clean up some stuff. We told them, man, they're going to watch film, and I'm telling you right now, their coaches in their film session telling them the way they beat us is they run the ball between the tackles, they keep our offense off the field, they move the chains, they keep the clock rolling, and they want to play this game in a low scoring game. And we challenged our interior guys, who, like I said, have been somewhat inconsistent. They've looked good against certain teams, and then they've, you know, you go back to North Knox, you know, we struggle to stop the run. South Spencer the other night, we let them come back because we couldn't stop the run. And then you go and you look at Tecumseh, where we shut down the run. You go Pike Central, we shut down the run. We did a fairly good job week one against Southridge slowing down the run. So we got to play more consistent, and that comes, again, with experience. And but that's the game plan. Stop the run, and you take our shots, get our ball to athletes in space, and if we do those things, I think we come over there feeling pretty good and fine on the conference.
Now, you mentioned it earlier tonight and have mentioned a couple times throughout the year with the whole part on the back thing, but that's especially true, I think, in a matchup like this where you guys won 42-7, and the year before that, you won back at home 41-7. So it's been a couple losses in a row for the Forest Park Rangers. There's probably a little bit out of motivation there for Coach Riggs on trying to get their get back, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, you look – prior to that, man, we struggled. That Forest Park was one of those games, especially when, early on when I was here, that I felt like, man, because it's a sloppy game, we always call it, it's a little bit of a sandlot football approach, and they run around, they sling the ball around, and they do some things that are unorthodox that give you problems. But, you know, if we go in, we did it last year, we'll go in and execute the way that we know we can. If you get a team like them down early, they're just not built to come from behind, and that's kind of the goal. Is we've done a good job. I think we've scored on the first two drives of every possession we've had this year, and our offense staff puts a ton of time into scripting how we can get those advantages and get out to an early start. And I think with a young team, especially on the road, that's extremely important. Gives some confidence in the quarterback going early, and you know, we'll try to come up with another plan that allows us to do that.
Now, they have a lot of players that they lost from last year going into this year, so it's a pretty much whole new look for on both sides of the ball. Who has kind of stood out to you and your buddy here so far for the Rangers?
You know, they got some running backs back there that are pretty solid, 4 or 5. I'm losing.
Steckler.
He's going to, you know, he's a 205, 210-pound kid that's going to be straight downhill. He's going to come at you. He's going to hit you. He plays linebacker for him. You know, he's going to be a key for us to – he's the one that I think can really hurt you, because he's the one who's capable of getting in there and getting 4 or 5 yards a pop, frustrate the defense, and keep Carter Schickel on the sideline. And when you have a high-powered offense scoring a lot of points, the last thing you want is, watch the defense go on a 7-minute drive and just milk the clock. It gets pretty frustrating. And we know that's going to be their game plan, and we know he's going to be the guy that allows them to do that. If we can or slow down that run between the tackles and put them in second and eights and third and seven type situations, it puts our defense at a big advantage. But if they're just the opposite, if they're sitting at third and two and all night, it's gonna be a problem for us, and we're gonna get their best shot.
Forest Park's last one was actually your guys' last road game against Pike Central. They won that game 34-26. Your team won 49-6. I say that because you guys both traveled on the road here recently, and I know that early in the season you weren't super thrilled with the energy from your team getting off the bus. Pike Central certainly seemed like a different story with the explosive offense you had. How important is it going to be to make sure that you get off to a fast start against the Rangers?
Oh, it's going to be huge, especially for a young team and being on the road. The longer we let them stick around, the more dangerous they're going to get. And like I said, I expect to have a big crowd there. I hope our people come out and support us. Playing for a conference championship game is a big deal for us. And like I said, it's going to be their homecoming. They haven't been on the road for they've been on the road for 3 weeks. They're going to be excited to get back home. Us getting out to a quick start is going to be really important for us.
It's going to be a 6:30 Central Time start. Certainly, I think it'll be a good game, and looking forward to the environment. I think you're right. I think it's going to be a pretty raucous environment on that Friday night, and I think your team, they have a chance to secure something that is always one of your checks, your box checks on the checklist.
For sure. And I mean, this has become a little bit of a rivalry between the schools, and between basketball sectional championships and things like that. It's gotten a little chippy between the fan bases a little bit. So, we expect nothing from, but their best game, and we're going to match that.
No disrespect to your football program, but I think a lot of people would trade a win this week for a sectional championship if it came against Forest Park in basketball.
No question.
So certainly it should be a good game, though. The Rangers 3-3 on the season, a chance to lock up the PAC small school division. Game will start at 6:30 Central Time. We'll be on the air 6:15 pregame show. You can join myself and Chris Moreland for the call if you can't make it, but certainly encourage everyone to try to make that trip to Ferdinand. It's not too terribly far of a drive, and certainly should be some good football played on Friday night. Thanks, Coach, for joining me, and good luck this week.
Thanks for having us.
That'll do it for this episode of the Coaches Show. We'll talk to you again on Friday night. Thanks for listening here on 98.9 WPIW.
You've been listening to the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nix Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sailing and Asphalt Maintenance. Keep up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com.